You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Young entrepreneurs in Idaho are getting recognition and money for some of their innovative ideas. Nearly 200 teams from 10 universities across Idaho applied to compete in this year's Idaho Entrepreneur Challenge. 24 of those teams were chosen to compete last month for a chance to win a portion of $100,000 in seed funding. And six of the seven teams from Boise State University were named finalists in this year's competition. Joining me live in studio to talk more are Ryan Vasso, Associate Director of Boise State University's Venture College, Brett Bruns, a sophomore at Boise State, and Isaac Janes, a freshman at Boise State University. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey. Good. How are you guys?
Doing fine.
Great.
Good. Well, Ryan, I want to start with you. Tell me about what this Idaho Entrepreneur Challenge is exactly.
Yeah, it's statewide competition. So, we do local competitions here in Boise to really spark entrepreneurship and just innovative ideas. Mm-hmm. But this competition brings students from all across the state. And really the idea is to, fund their ideas, but really beyond that, just really spark innovation. I think like this year we had for the finals, we changed it up. So the finals were able to do a pitch off. So you could see really some of the best ideas. And that's just, it's inspiring for other students to see that. And so we really want to breed more entrepreneurship mm-hmm. and more ideas throughout the state.
So then how do you actually get chosen for the competition? Because as I stated, you had more than 200 teams apply for this.
Yeah, it's a process. So, we have an advisory board that they kind of do prejudging. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of sort the teams into categories, but it's pretty rigorous. So everyone got at least seen by three preliminary judges. And then from there, we even still had to massage and work with teams and work with judges to make sure we had the right fit. But from a student standpoint, we had students that already had revenue and were already taking off, and then ideas. And so mm-hmm. our job is to balance that, because it's not always about who has the most money. It's more mm-hmm. of who has, an idea that really fits this competition. So right. we try to spread that out.
And does everyone have to be a student? Is this for college students exclusively?
Yeah, the founder, one of the founders needs to be active university student. Yep. So we have teams that have a blend, right? Like some are like working professionals that have a founder that's in a university, and that's fine. But there's definitely a university component.
So you have to have that component.
Yep.
So Brett and Isaac, I want to bring you guys into the competition. So talk to me about how you decided to enter into the competition first, especially because you guys are younger students. I mean, freshmen and sophomores in college.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so last year I was actually honored to participate in one of the Venture College courses that they offer at Boise State. And so through that, I actually heard about the IEC and a bunch of other competitions that they had, and Ryan was actually my professor for that. And so at that point in time, we weren't ready for a competition like this, but, being a year later, now this spring, we were ready and really interested in competing in this, and so mm-hmm. we decided to go for it.
So then how did you guys come up with your idea? Because it's an app, right? And it's called Tis the Season. It's not about Christmas, even though it sounds like it.
Yeah, we get that all the time.
I'm sure you
goodness.
Do.
So it actually started out very backwards from a normal software company, right? Normal software company, you develop your software, then, you go and test it and you fix all the bugs and everything, and then you've got this great idea. Mm-hmm. We started out, it was actually my roommate and I, we started raking leaves fall of my first semester as a freshman here at Boise State. We said, hey, let's go make some money. And so we went out.
You want to come to my house?
Yeah. Well, download the app.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So we started that, and then through the Venture College class, I actually decided to start, moving towards this more, app software model, which we really thought would fit this industry and would be very unique. And so then here we are. I mean, a year and a half later, mm-hmm. Now with Isaac on the team as our software developer and really making this happen. So.
So I'm speaking with Ryan Vasso. He's the Associate Director of Boise State University's Venture College, Brett Bruns. He's a sophomore at Boise State, and Isaac Janes, a freshman at Boise State University. And we're talking about the Idaho Entrepreneur Challenge. Okay, so you start raking leaves, and you kind of form a business, and then you decide what business is so good that we need an app to track everyone? Or how does this concept happen?
Yeah. It was a mix of business is so good and business is so difficult that kind of spurred this. We started getting a lot of business and a lot of interest from clients, and it started to get really tough to manage. We started growing our team. We had a bunch of students on it. And it was really, we saw a lot of these pains for customers trying to book these normal services that they need, as well as a lot of pains for us trying to manage a team, get everybody paid on time, get everything organized. And so we thought, you know, why don't we structure this like an app and make it so that it's on demand and that it all runs through the app and the software does all the work. That makes a lot of sense. And so that's where we started to really test these pivots and these different implementations of, you know, how you can book 24 hours in advance and it's instantly, and you can sign up as a student and it's really quick and easy. And all these little pieces we started to piece together and pull in and start testing. And then Isaac brought the software and built that around the idea.
Because Isaac, you're a computer science major.
I am.
So software development, I mean, how easy was it to go through this process?
It was quite a challenge, honestly, because, okay. I mean, as a software developer, I mean, I'm a freshman in college, and we didn't really get taught any of this stuff. So most of the stuff most of the stuff that I'm doing, especially with 'Tis the Season when I got brought on, you know, I didn't know how to do anything that we're doing now. But, you know, I told Brett, hey, I can do it, and, you know, I figured out a way.
So you enter the competition. You guys end up winning some seed money, $7,000.
We did, yeah.
So, Brian, here is what's fascinating to me is listening to you two speak, Brett and Isaac. And all I can think back is on my college experience, I just wanted to make sure, like, I got to class and all of this. But they are developing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's incredible to see the talent.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we try to mine, right? Like, the you put a competition, and it really encourages students to step out and really compete. Like Brett said, he wasn't ready a year ago, but he spent a year getting ready for the competition and continued to go to the Venture College to, you know, really produce his idea and adapt it. Like, Brett's kind of underselling where he was when he first went to class. He literally was like, I'm raking lawns and making some cash. How can I make more? Right.
Right. That's
essentially day one of class.
Hey, that's an entrepreneurial spirit
though.
I mean, honestly.
So, I mean, he didn't come in with any type of technology. We kind of pushed him a little bit because it was like, well, if Brett gets hit by a bus, his business is gone.
And no one's there to rake leaves.
Exactly. Yep, yeah. What are we going to do with the leaves? So, yeah, it's really cool to see these people, you know, these students specifically, you know, really launch their ideas.
And in fact, I mean, last year's winner, I want to talk about them really quickly because they just received even more funding, something like $120,000 in a national competition.
Correct. Yeah. So they use the IEC, Idaho Entrepreneur Challenge, as a stepping stone to other competitions, and they entered one for specifically for military tech, and they went through several rounds. And yeah, the last round they got in the final, I think final 12, final 16, and raised $125,000 seed funding. And that's great because there's no equity involved. It's like just it's cash to develop their idea. So they're The IEC produces winners, you know, that go on. It's not a beauty pageant. We're not, like, investing in these companies, but we do want to give them the capital so they can continue to pursue their ideas and hopefully grow it.
Well, and what's interesting to me as well is the difference in what people are producing. I mean, here you guys have 'Tis the Season, which is, you know, raking leaves, lawn. But then you had someone, the winner was... What about breastfeeding?
Oh,
correct?
Yeah.
I mean, so
yeah.
It really truly runs the gamut of what students are envisioning and producing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, entrepreneurs see problems and they try to solve it. And so it just depends on what problem you want to solve. But yeah, Trill, she came from our M43 program. Venture College has a specific program for military veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to, you know, help them with their entrepreneurial ideas. And she has a solution that will test allergens in breast milk, and it came from her own baby. Her baby was bleeding because she was allergic to some of the stuff that was in Trill's breast milk, and now she's trying to solve that issue.
Which is amazing because then that means you can't breastfeed your own child sometimes when that happens. So you guys win the $7,000 of this $100,000 seed funding. What are your plans next?
Absolutely, yeah. And so, I mean, we've already started using it. We started buying server components and getting the hardware to back up that software and stuff like that. So we're actually starting to set that up and get ready to go with that. As well as we're starting to push a lot of this into marketing, which is very important in trying to get this new idea out there. And then the biggest thing that we really want to use this money on is human capital. If there's one thing that I've seen in the past year and a half of, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's people are what make the business successful, not the idea necessarily, right? And so finding the people that are really going to make us a strong company and make us the strongest team that we can is really what we want to use that money for and make sure that they're taken care of and that we've got the best of the best.
And so, Ryan, I know that the competition was in March, but this will happen again. And so if you are a student or someone on the team is a student at an Idaho university, they can look to do this next year?
Absolutely, yeah. Every year we'll have the IEC, and every year we'll produce companies, or at least help companies like Brett here. And yeah, so they can apply. Usually applications start late fall. So
but they're working on stuff now.
They should be working on stuff now. That's the whole idea. IEC winners, they win because of progress. And so if they're making progress now, that's what matters.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today and talking about this. And good luck with your business and your app. My guest today, Ryan Vasso, Associate Director of Boise State University's Venture College. Brett Bronzy is a sophomore at Boise State University. And Isaac Janes, a freshman at Boise State. They came up with the app Tis This Season and won some money from the Idaho Entrepreneurs Challenge. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, a conversation with what some call the odd couple of home renovation. The Boise Boys are joining me in studio. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.